This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Usually joins us on Tuesday. He was very gracious to move to Thursday here. Huge Cleveland fan, media member, NBC Sports. The man's got his hands in every pot. I didn't like that. I didn't like the way that came out. But John Fanta on the fan hotline joining us now. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, fellas? Happy game week. Here we go. 3 days away from Cleveland Browns football for real. I'm excited. I'm ready. And now you can feel it. Can't wait for the lakefront, the scene on Sunday afternoon. It is the Battle of Ohio. It will always move the needle. And in week one, I'm excited.
John, what everybody wants to know is, are you willing to guarantee a week one Browns victory?
Why not?
Yeah! Yay!
Fanta, lock it in.
I don't love when we start a guarantee with why not, but yeah!
It's not too convincing, but go for it.
I think the Browns are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win this game because Kevin Stefanski has Zach Taylor's number. Joe Flacco is going to come prepared and attentive to detail, I feel. I think the Browns are comfortable playing the Bengals. I think that Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman, along with David Njoku, they get into some sort of a rhythm. I think the passing game gets into a rhythm against the Bengals defense that has question marks, guys. Cincinnati's defense has several question marks. Did not look encouraging in the preseason either, albeit limited, but did not look encouraging. And I got to tell you, there's nothing that intrigues me and excites me more heading into Sunday, and based on listening to Jim Schwartz's comments today, than this defensive line. I think the Browns are going to have one of the better defensive lines, knock on wood, provided they're healthy, in football. And I think that Mason Graham is going to be a stud. I love Malik Collins. I think he's going to bring something to the table. And I just think that Myles Garrett, along with this huge contract, you know, the hunger, the drive, he's got to take it to another level. He now has the pieces, the weapons around him to do so. If they, in fact, hit on Mason Graham and he becomes the kind of player that I think we all hope he can be, when you have two of those players on the football field, it's got to make Mason Graham better that he's on the same field as Myles Garrett. It's got to make Malik Collins, Alex Wright better if they're on the same field as Myles Garrett. And you can go right line to the linebackers as well. I want to see this front four get pressure on Joe Burrow. History would suggest, regardless of how you feel about the Cleveland Browns, history would suggest that the Browns know how to rattle Joe Burrow, pressure Joe Burrow, and make his life difficult. With the amount of prep time, with it being week one, at home, I think that the Browns are going to cause six. I think they find a way to win this game. I think they do so 24-20.
Okay, so he doesn't have them covering.
Yeah. Well, we liked it. All I heard was the Browns are going to win.
Browns are winning, so they would be covering, but that's my mistake there. All right, John. In my head, I still thought you were giving the Bengals the win in the 24-20 side of things.
No.
All right, real quick, John, you sound like a computer.
You're underwater
right
now.
So we're going to go ahead and have Jake Murren, because that's his last name, Jake Murren, put him on hold, see if we can get John's connection a little bit better.
Sometimes, like Kevin Kugler's on the air, and we're like, oh, do you correct him about saying the wrong name, Shador, in the real time, or do you just be friendly about it and don't do that type of thing, you know? Because it's always awkward, right? Like, what do you do? He just said Shador's name really wrong. Do you correct him, or do you just bring it up next segment and then make a deal about it? You never really know, right? And so in this instance, I'm like, well, do I tell John that the Browns have lost four out of their last five against the Bengals, or do I just let him continue thinking this is 2022?
I've noticed you've said that when he's not on the line.
Well, I'm waiting for him to get on the line. So is this? Are we gonna face him head on here in this instance?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready. John,
all right, go toe to toe, tip to tip.
John, you mentioned Kevin Stefanski and his domination of Zach Taylor. I would argue the idea that the Bengals have won four out of the last five in this series. I think from 2018 to 2022, there was no more dominance than what the Browns were able to do on the Bengals. But I think I fear too many of people in this fan base, and myself to a degree, we're living too much with what happened with Baker Mayfield and Donovan Peoples-Jones as opposed to what's actually going on with this current version of the Browns.
Okay. Last year, to me, is an absolute disaster to the maximum degree that does not fully reflect anybody actually in the organization. Okay, I pinned last year 80% of it on Deshaun Watson, the problems that he caused in that locker room, the amount of bad that he did from the jump. It's an absolute negative that he's still even in that building. Okay, it is. I get why he's in the building. I get the business side of it. But guys, I believe in Kevin Stefanski, and I still think that he is a good football coach. And I think he's going to show it in this game on Sunday. And this is why we talk weekly, because I will eat my words on Tuesday. If they're committing illegal shifts and they look out of sorts and they're making mistakes and it's a slop fest, I'll apologize. I'll say I'm wrong. But, Jonathan, I'm asking for you to give this guy a chance to show you again that multi-NFL coach of the year is in his DNA. And that he knows how to scheme and plan with the right players and with the right attitude and the right people. Guys, how far into last year in the week one game against Dallas did you think to yourself, we are screwed? It did not take me long.
That was like two drives.
It didn't take. Yeah, exactly. Two drives. Everybody knew it. We all knew that that quarterback didn't have it, and then that has a trickle-down effect because they were lying to themselves last year. They went to those press conferences, and they said that guy gave them the best shot to win, and they were lying to themselves because they made a horrible transaction. And that has its repercussions, and it will have its repercussions this season. That's why I believe that this is a 6-win football team. But on Sunday, I think you're going to see why the Browns dominated from 2018 to 2022, coupled with the fact that 2 years ago, in a game where Watson did not do much at all, what happened in week one against the Bengals, the Browns dominated that game. They won that game by a score of 24-3. It was non-competitive. Watson only threw for 154 yards. His impact was minuscule. I think you see Joe Flacco manage this game well. I think he's connected with his guys. And I think the Browns defense makes a statement. I think Jim Schwartz makes a statement that, hey, if we get a little bit of competence on offense, which we did not have last year, the Browns had the worst offense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a little bit of competence on offense, look what our defense can do when we actually get a chance to breathe on the bench. That's my theory on Sunday, and I think that it will show.
John, how long do those two Coach of the Years carry coming off a 3-14 season? Like, is this the last season? If he has a bad year, is this the last season you can just fall back on a multi-Coach of the Year award-winning coach?
Well, this goes back to my question that I think we've debated since July. What do you define as a good year for Kevin Stefanski, guys?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This year?
Yeah.
Probably 7 wins, I would say. Fair?
So I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with
you.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
Very fair. And I think that's a reflection of this roster not being good enough. And that goes beyond Stefanski. But he can't just win 3 or 4 games and keep his job.
What about 5 games?
I don't care. Well, it depends how the 5 are. It depends how the year goes. At that point, for me, because
John, it depends on the 5
argue,
are.
Well, yeah,
looking for 5
guys,
hot wins,
8 total wins in 2 years, and we got to see how it. We got to see how it looks.
Well, but again, this is where the biggest problem is with this organization. The coach's vision doesn't match what the organization's vision is. If the coach is in fact fighting for his job, which we all know he is, if you're going to tank the last 5 weeks of the season. Okay, and you're going to play rookies, how am I honestly supposed to judge the coach on whether he wins or loses games if his team's competing and it's clear that the game plan's good enough, but the talent on the field's not good enough? That's my problem with this argument, and I think we've had it all summer and we're going to continue to have it during the season. Like, if his team looks undisciplined and looks terrible with Joe Flacco, who's a seasoned veteran and should know how to run an offense, not saying that he's a top 10 quarterback in the league, I'm not saying he's better than bottom 5. I think that's ridiculous. Like, I think that's crazy. I think it'll show on Sunday. But for me, the Browns could get to a point where they're going to very much willingly tank. And then at that point, how are you supposed to judge your head coach when you are actively trying to lose games? That's my problem with this argument on what the exact count is for him to keep his job.
Unfortunately, John, I think the end result on that is going to be the judgment has already taken place in the first 5 years of the season. Stefanski's just he's not hip to that idea yet.
Explain.
So, my thinking on this is pretty simple, and it's again, maybe I'm just dead wrong, and Haslam is 100% committed to Barry and Stefanski the entire time through. My theory on it is that I don't believe that Haslam wanted to fire Barry and Stefanski after this last year, because the pool of coaches you would have been able to get in, obviously not the greatest for what is a 3-win team, and then a team with no quarterback position settled, and a lot of places you had to go ahead and fill up. So you didn't want to start that new head coach, the new front office, basically in a losing position to then have the 3-4-5-win season. But he would let Stefanski and Barry take all those losses while thinking that they have their job intact.
I think Jimmy Haslam still believes in both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry. And I think part of that belief is because he's been so quick triggered earlier in his ownership. But make no mistake about it. If it's more of the same, the Browns, this is not a roster that's extremely talented, but they do possess some players that can, primarily Myles Garrett, but that can significantly impact the game and do really good things on the football field. We've seen it. We've seen flashes from certain guys that we need to see more consistency. But I think for me, he's got to show what we've seen when his teams have made the postseason. He's got to show that his teams, he's setting up his teams for consistently judge that week in and week out. But I don't agree that because he hasn't looked at the coaching pool that was available, that he stuck with Stefanski that way. I actually think that's giving Haslam too much credit. I think Haslam looked at the fact that I don't think Kevin Stefanski wanted Deshaun Watson and wanted to change the amount he was asked to change last year. Let him run his offense. Let him run the team the way he wants to. And if they're losing and losing badly, then he goes down. Then he deserves to get fired. I didn't feel he deserved to get fired. I still don't feel he deserves to get fired. I think on Sunday afternoon he shows why he's still the football coach of this team.
John, real quick, because your phone was making you sound like a computer at the end of that first answer, give us that prediction for week one here.
Yeah, one
Browns,
more time.
Bengals.
Browns 24, Bengals 20.
There we go.
Cleveland wins this game with a fourth quarter Flacco drive. The defense finds a way. Burrow gets sacked 5 times in this game.
Mm. We agree on that, John. I said Burrow is going to get sacked 4 or 5 times in this game.
John, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Go Browns.
Nice job, John. Thank you.
Go Browns. Talk to you guys Tuesday. Thanks.
John Fanta, NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline, joins us every Tuesday. This week's The Anomaly. He'll be back on Tuesday, where we will definitely play that sound for him if the Browns lose, in the same way that if the Browns get blown out,
yeah,
we've got some sound for Monday to play.
We can find the humor in all of this, right? Is everyone just finding the humor in all this? Ken and Anthony couldn't find you to say that there's a guarantee at all. So then we just had John do it. And yeah, so it was like they got their guy.
Yep.
If the goal for the morning show was to get somebody of substance to say the Browns are guaranteed locked in with a win, you got your guy. It's John
and
Fanta.
Now everybody's happy. Except maybe John, if he gets jammed up tomorrow.
Maybe Jake Murren. I don't know.
Monday. You don't mess around with Murren. Nor Jake Murren, as some might call him.
Yeah, him too.
We'll react to what John had to say and talk about full confidence from the days of Phil Chubb. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.